Bride, Angels, and sometimes a departed loved one. So, because today, obviously, I'll talk about the angel, I'm going to concentrate on that. So, each one of us have a guardian angel. We have usually one or two guardian angels, as well as archangels that accompany us throughout the life. The team, our permanent team members, as I call them, meaning the group of spirits that do not leave us, always with us, they never leave, as opposed to other spirits, as well as departed loved ones that come in and out of our life. The angels as well do not leave us, meaning the angels member of our team that assigned to us each incarnation or each lifetime. Throughout the life, we have a lot of angels that come in and out our life as needed, meaning if we go through challenge time, if we need extra protection, if we have a little bit harder time with weaknesses, which I'm going to cover when I'll talk a little bit more about the purpose of our angel members of our team. So we always have angels that come in and out of our life, as well as other spirits. But the angel members of our team, meaning the one that didn't leave us, are the guardian angel and archangels. Within the angelic dimension, if you will, in a nutshell, the spirit world divided into various levels or dimension, and one of them, a dimension, is the angelic dimension, where angels reside, just for lack of better word. So within the angelic kingdom or dimension, the archangel considered to be a little bit more spiritually aware than the guardian angel. And it's kind of the same as us human beings. Obviously, some human beings are more spiritual than others, so as within the angelic dimension. So the archangels are more powerful than the guardian angels, are able to do more things, able to help us in different ways. Nonetheless, when we are talking about the guardian angel, the main purpose in our life is obviously to protect, guard, watch over our well-being. Essentially, what their main purpose is that we do not cross over, we do not die before our predesigned time, meaning before the time where our soul agree or signed for or plan to exit planet Earth, which is of course pre-designed. So the guardian angel aware of the time of death of each incarnation, meaning when it is we're supposed to cross over, guard and protect us. That is their purpose, their main purpose in our life, to make sure that if we do any, you know, reckless choices or behavior, they inspire us, that protect us against outside accidents, energetic negative energy, as well as human being, as well as accidents, physical accidents. So to kind of the main purpose again of our guardian angel is to protect and guard us. In readings, when people come to a reading and I tune into their team, guardian angel often do not give life advice, because that's mostly the purpose of the spirit guide or teacher, as they call themselves. So usually in reading, for those of you that experience reading with me, a guardian angel would often scan the body for me to kind of help with medical intuitive, if there's any blockage of energy or any problem in the physical body. Guardian angel often would talk about any behavior of the ego, which where negativity come, if there's any reckless, any weaknesses that we need to fix, any bad habits such as addiction or driving fast. They often talk about our driving or text driving. So the point is that the guardian angel in reading often would come and kind of point out guidance or any tips as to how to switch our behavior so we don't cut our life short in any way, shape, or form. Obviously, because they are watching over our well-being, their help is very general, very broad. For example, they are the one that often send our way just the right doctor or the right surgeon or the right advice if for anything that we need to fix our physical body, to improve our physical body. Guardian angel, we often use our intuition system, which of course it's a way in which spirits communicate with us, to inspire us to pay attention to symptoms, to pay attention to the physical body, to take responsibility for our well-being. So there is a they're quite magical, our guardian angel, and very, very powerful. A lot of people ask me how many guardian angel I have and why someone have two and one have one. So, because indeed sometimes people come to me and they have two guardian angel, while other times some people have one guardian angel. And the answer for that is, first and foremost, one guardian angel is plenty. In a way that, again, those are very, very powerful beings that immensely love us. They know when it is that they're supposed to kind of interfere or intervene when they see us go with our heads against the wall, when we are reckless or we are in danger of our own well-being. Also, as I mentioned a few minutes ago, there are always other beings in addition to our permanent team that also watches over us, such as our departed loved one. The archangels often also provide, protection. So the point is that usually each one of us people on planet Earth usually have a one guardian angel. Sometimes I see more. And when I ask over the years, or rather channel over the years, as to why sometimes people have more than one guardian angel, they claim that it has to do with the incarnation blueprint. As again, I often use, it's a blueprint refer to the detail of an upcoming life, of the life that us, not us, Mickey, the soul, is a pre-design, meaning the main event blueprint would include the place of birth, the family, significant spouses or intimate lover, if the incarnation supposed, so if we're supposed to be parents or not. So a lot of big event, the major event, major participants of our life include within the blueprint. So the guardian angel, or rather the rest of the team members, are aware of our blueprint. They know each lifetime what it is we're supposed to accomplish, where it is we're supposed to be, and therefore they know when and how to help. If we enter an incarnation with a more challenge experiences, obviously, not each lifetime that we experience is the same as the other. Some lifetime are a little bit more easygoing, in a way that we are perhaps chose a personality that is easy to handle challenges on planet Earth. I know I'm drifting to other subject here. Nonetheless, it has to do with the guardian angel, in a way that if we take on ourselves a more difficult incarnation, difficult experiences, especially any challenges with the physical body, like a retardation or weak mind, as it's often called by spirit, such as disorders of the mind, bipolar or depression, or if we take over, if we incarnate into a personality that perhaps is a little bit more risky. You know how those some of people that kind of like thrive of thrill, risk. Then sometimes, if the upcoming incarnation or lifetime is very difficult or challenge in any way, shape, or form, that an additional guardian angel will assign to us or will accompany us as a part of our team for an extra protection and extra guidance. But usually we do have one guardian angel. When it's come to my own example, my own life, I did have one guardian angel, and as I start kind of working with more and more people, obviously exposed to more and more different energy, different experiences, then an additional guardian angel enter my life. So now I have two guardian angels. But don't let your ego judge that. That information in a way that you are very loved, you are very protected. Angels in general are very much real. I mean, this is not just a world. I mean, the angelic dimension is very much real. And more specifically, the angels that accompany us throughout the life. And in this today's webinar, obviously, we're discussing the guardian angel. So I always like to mention about the validity of the spirit world, of angels, of spirit guides, of life after death. Because if you've heard me say in the last webinar, or once again, if some of you are familiar with my work, no webinar would work if your mind telling you maybe angels are not real, maybe just something that human being invented. I mean, obviously, when you attend any spiritual study, whether it is webinar, whether it is course online, or read a book about spirituality, any topic of spirituality, you need to move your mind aside, your ego aside, so you're nice and open to the concept. And in this specific, today's teaching is open to the concept of angels, and more specifically, the guardian angels. So when you know that you have that beautiful being, that powerful being that watches over you, your guardian angel, then you start relating incident to your guardian angel. I know that a lot of people over the years in my work that kind of climb up as I continue to see them, whether it is through readings or events, people that perhaps were not as spiritually aware. And then as the time went by, they become more and more open to the concept of angel or their guardian angel. And then the more you open for them, the more you realize that they are watching over us. And I don't just mean from any significant car crash, although of course they're there if there is a car crash, certainly, but I'm talking little things, because our guardian angel, again, all they want is that we take responsibility for our well-being, for our safety, for our security, and they're the one that inspire us. So when you open to the concept of your guardian angel, you're going to start observing the beautiful magic help that they do for you. Even, you know, I wrote in my book, Soul Secret, that even, you know how sometimes you're in the car and there's someone, you know, parked behind you, and you don't know that they're there, and then all of a sudden you find yourself just pressed on the brake. And I've heard over the years from guardian angel that in order to kind of save us the hassle of a fender bender or a little, you know, accident that can just cost us money, we're not talking life and death here, obviously, but they are the one that actually can physically intervene and kind of manipulate in a good way, of course, for us to press, you know, to get our, you know, foot on the brake to avoid the crash. So like anything, if you open to something, you see more of it. When you open to the existence of your guardian angel, then first of all, you immediately strengthen your connection with them, because obviously being open to them is immediately would strengthen energetically their connection, and then you are able to be aware of them, aware of their help. You can ask for the help, being open to something, meaning that you can talk to them, you can ask, you can pray for their help. If you are ready to, if you don't feel well, if you're ready to, you know, you left the party and you're ready to drive at night and you're tired, then you can obviously ask the help so they will protect their car. Or as they often use the phrase, wrap their energy around the car or wrap their wings around us, meaning their energy, and protect us. As you hear me talk about, you know, when we talk about other members of the team or talk about spirits in general, Obviously, we have responsibility for our own life. We have to be the one that listen to their intuition, listen to their guidance through intuition, through gut feeling, through our own common sense. Obviously, if we drink and drive and don't care as to the consequences, it doesn't matter how powerful your guardian angel is, they will eventually, when push comes to shove, will have to back off. Because we're not machines in a way that we have free will. We do what we want, free will on planet Earth, meaning choices, good versus bad ones, are the way in which we grow. So there is so much our guardian angel and any other member of our team, including our departed loved one, can really do for us. So the point is that is to understand that although we have those wonderful spirits that accompany us every single minute of our life, obviously we have to take responsibility for our life. Use common sense, don't be silly, make sure that your life unfolds for whatever amount of years your soul signed for, and certainly don't contribute to cut your life short. Or again, we're not only talking about life or death, or harm yourself by not listening to the body, by acting in a reckless behavior, because they need our cooperation. Obviously, they need us to try. When we try to take responsibility, when we are aware of our physical body, when we are aware of changing reckless behavior, when we value life, that's when our guardian angel kick, kind of like, I used to usually use the phrase, they kind of pick up the slack, if you will. And that's when they really, really provide their magical protection. But it has to come with us. We have to be aware of it. We have to value life. Life obviously is precious, not just because we don't leave this planet and leave the people that we love, is because from a more spiritual perspective, it took a long time for our soul to plan the incarnation, the life that you now live, the life we now live. And life is precious because there's a lot of growth opportunity within life on planet Earth. So the point of all that is to obviously you want to help your guardian angel help you by being aware of their guidance, aware of their help, and take responsibility so they can help you. Otherwise, there's nothing they can do. You know, sadly, I channel over the years plenty of spirits that come forward that didn't listen to the guardian angel, like drink and driving. I often like to use that obviously it's a bigger than life kind of an example, nonetheless a sad one and a common one, when people just drink and drive and kill themselves as well as others, you know, as well. So as to where were the guardian angel? Their guardian angel was right there trying to inspire them through a nagging feeling, don't drink and drive, don't drink and drive. Guardian angel often would use other people to get their messages for us. For example, other people might tell the person, don't drink and drive. Let me have the key. Do not do that. You will harm yourself. Again, you can apply that example to any other reckless example as to the guardian angel out there. You have to listen. Again, through your through an inner voice or nagging feeling or gut feeling, or hopefully if you grow enough spiritually aware, you can actually hear your guardian angel outside of you and train yourself how to create a language with them, if you will. So guardian angel never leave us. They never not try to help us. They never not try to protect us. But the decision, the bottom line, the decisions are for us, and it is up to us to obviously be aware and not be oblivious of their guidance, their protection. Let me move to the archangels. Shoot me questions if you already have so far regarding the information that I supply you with about the guardian angel. You're going to let me know if there are
questions? Michelle has her hand up.
Okay, go ahead. Hold on, guys. I have a question, so let me see if we can kind of include
Okay,
a little
so
bit of
Michelle
a
should be.
question. Michelle?
Hi, Maggie.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm well. Other than I'm staring at the computer.
When we're staring at you look great.
Oh, thank you, Michelle. Thank you.
My question is, well, today is my dad's 10th 10-year death anniversary today.
Oh, yeah.
And when your parents cross over, and very often, most of the time, it's separately, at different times,
Sure.
do they spend time with each other on the other side, or do they go through a preparation at a school, and
Yes.
do they sometimes just continue together as two souls?
Yes. Thanks, Michelle. Thank you. And I mean, first of all, real quick about the anniversary of their passing. Celebrate the anniversary of their passing. Never, ever in their anniversary of their passing, you want to think about their time of their transition when they were in they were ill, or the time of the accident, or whatever the consequences led to their death. So just kind of a side note as to spirits over the years always tell me, tell our loved one at the anniversary of their death to celebrate their life in the same way they want us to do it in their funeral. Now, as to your question, in the spirit world, Michelle, our mom are not our mom, and our father is not our father anymore, meaning their soul. It was just a contract, a soul contract, that you'll be his daughter and he'll be his father. Having said that, the love is million times more immense to you. So I don't want you to think it as, oh, now he's not my father. So the love very much there, even more, because as the phrase say, we are all one. We are all obviously spark of the creator. So when we cross over, we all are all equal, although different awareness. Some souls are more evolved the other, but different awareness. So your mom and are not there because the contract is done. They fulfilled their contract. They were your parents on planet Earth. Your father was your father on planet Earth. When they cross over, they go through processes. I call it afterlife processes. They review their life. They learn what went wrong, what they contribute to planet Earth, to their own evolution, to humanity. Separate. Having said that, some soulmates, in a way that, in a nutshell, I know that you bought my book, Michelle, and for those of you that bought my book, we grow in group or clusters of groups. It's called soul groups. And each group kind of grow together as a whole, as a group. So if your mom and dad happen to be in a soul group, then they most likely will continue to grow together within their group. But it's not the relationship of a husband and wife because they love each other now and they love each other in the spirit world. It's different because what we hear is was for the sake of growth, they accomplished the journey, they're done with the journey, they went back home to the natural state as souls. As for visiting you, of course they will visit you. Visit you today. So they will visit you, but usually when we cross over, we kind of go our separate ways, not in a cold way, the opposite, in a loving way. But your mom might plan another incarnation sooner than your father, they might decide to come together because they're soul now and not your parents per se. Did I kind of answer your question?
Oh, yes, thank you very much. I
My
appreciate
pleasure, Michelle.
it.
Celebrate him. Be happy. Tell him you love him.
Oh, I have many times, both of
Nice.
them.
Thank you, dear.
You're welcome.
Thank
Thank
you.
you.
Bye, honey. Yes.
Yolanda would like to know if our guardian angels can be relatives or friends.
I'm not sure if others can see the question, but someone is asking here if a guardian angel can be relative or friends. No. Guardian angels are angels. like the archangels, and there's others, millions of different angels. And they're not human souls. Angels, as opposed to spirit guide, for example, that are human souls that incarnated into planet Earth for thousands and thousands of lifetimes, accumulated enough wisdom, enough power, that they do not need to incarnate into planet Earth anymore. They remain in the spirit world and become guides or teachers. Angels, whenever you humans, they're not human souls, they're created by God, by the Creator, as helpers, as messengers, as a protectors, not just for us human beings. There are unlimited amount of purposes for various angels. Obviously, we're only discussing today the angels that accompany us here on planet Earth. So they, I'm sure, love you in the same way your relative, you know, loved you, but they are not human soul. We're never human soul. When we discuss the archangels in a few minutes, I will explain why the archangels can take the form of a human being if they need to fulfill a certain purpose for this, for our sake, if they need to protect us or watch over us. But angels and angels and human souls are human souls. One will not interact with another ever. It's just completely two different light beings, if you will. So keep bringing your question and let me move forward. You want to get one more?
One more?
Yeah.
Can we choose who we want our angels to be, or do they choose us?
Now, who gave that lovely question?
That's Joanne.
Oh, Joanne, thank you. Thank you. Very lovely question, dear. Archangels assign themselves to us in a nutshell, in a way that when once I cover the archangel and I tell you their purpose, you understand. So archangels, we can we have a different archangel every incarnation. We can all also switch archangels among us in a specific incarnation. Guardian angel, we do not. Once I have my guardian angel, once Joanne have her guardian angel, we do not switch guardian angel between us, and we have the same guardian angel that accompany us each lifetime. For example, my guardian angel Iris accompany me for the last, I don't know, 20 lifetime, 25 lifetime or something. So I do not switch her guardian angel. Obviously, my other guardian angel enter later, as I mentioned, that other guardian angel can accompany us later. But so our spirit guide and guardian angel, we do not share between us. They assign ourselves to us and continue to accompany us every incarnation. Archangels, we do switch. Every archangel, we probably have a different archangel. So in my book, I more use the phrase assign themselves to us, as if the archangel are the one that chooses, if you will, to assign themselves to a specific human being, while a guardian angel assigned to us and accompany us each incarnation. To ask your question, do we choose them? We do not choose them per se, like we did not choose our spirit guides. It has to do with the compatibility of the energy. There's a lot of reason as to why my spirit guide is my spirit guide and Joanne have her spirit guide. Nonetheless, we do not per se choose our spirit guide or angel that accompany. They kind of choose us. Archangels, we kind of change from lifetime to lifetime. Archangels, as opposed to guardian angels that mainly concentrate on our protection, archangels help us with emotion, weaknesses that our soul were unable to overcome from previous lives. For example, often archangels help us with weaknesses of the ego, the negative part of the mind, which where negativity come from, like rage or jealousy or envy or anger. I mean, really, or fear. Now, obviously, all human beings have fear, but I'm talking about significant fears. So over the years, I came to realize that the archangels are more assisting us mentally, with emotion, if you will. Spirit guide help us with our day-to-day life, money and relationship, and our ability as parents, and soul path, what it is we're supposed to accomplish, and profession. Obviously, guardian angel watch over us. Archangel help us with weaknesses that has to do with our mental state, which has to do with weaknesses that we were unable to overcome previous lifetime, and stand on the way of the growth of the soul, meaning we need to overcome it. So, for example, the Archangel Michael is the archangel that often assigns himself to human beings that are overwhelmed with fears. Now, once again, fear, obviously, all human beings have fears. This is our number, as species, we consume with fears. But we're talking here about fears that kind of a person would be frozen, wouldn't want to try anything in life, wouldn't want it, overwhelmed fear. So when the Archangel Michael realized that a human being have that overly exposed to fear, he would assign himself to that human being team, accompany that person in order to help that person face the fear, be more brave about the fear, realize the fear, and not be fearful of the fears. So that's one of the things. Obviously, Archangel Michael, which is just an example, help about other things. Archangel Gabriel, for example, is the archangel of strength. He is the archangel that assigns himself to human beings that are powerless, that tend to forget the power that they have within them, the power of their higher self or their soul. So you see, those archangels will assign themselves knowingly to a specific human being that need help in a specific area, in a specific weakness of the ego. Now, because remember how I told you a few minutes ago that the archangel are a little bit more spiritually aware than the guardian angel. For the lack of better word, let's just call it more powerful than the guardian angel. Archangels are able to split their energy, now stay open mind, it's energy, it's not a table, so able to split their energy and be with as many people as they need to be at the same time. So if I have the Archangel Michael accompany me, the Archangel Michael obviously accompany a million other people, as opposed to the guardian angel, as I was mentioned to Joanne, the previous question, that we do not share a guardian angel, because guardian angel unable to split their energy and be with the same people at the same time, which why we each have our own. Archangel are able to split their energy. So again, a lot of people can enjoy the beautiful Archangel Michael or Gabriel or Raphael. So by the way, another good example as to how the Archangel help us, as to why they help or assign themselves to specific people, for example, the Archangel Raphael, which is the Archangel of healing, is the healer of the Creator, all living beings, not just human being, of course. So Archangel Raphael would sign himself to human being that have a challenged incarnation when it's come to their well-being that has to do with the part of the blueprint. For example, a disability in the mental state, again, depression, whether a human being incarnate into a genetic depression, as well as disability about the physical body. So again, this is just another example as to why the Archangel Raphael will assign himself to people that need more healing. Back to the archangels, so again, because they're able to split their energy, they can be with a lot of people at the same time, which why I can, me, just an example, we can have the specific archangel for 20 years, let's say, the life, if we overcome a weakness, let's say we have a weakness of a fear, and we have the Archangel Michael assigned to us in order for us to in order for him to help us overcome the fear. If we are overcoming fear, another archangel would enter if we have another weakness. So the point is that you have an archangel that is assigned to you right now as it stand as your weaknesses. So meaning what your weaknesses are. You have questions?
There's another one.
Okay, go ahead.
Jai is asking, if you have any other tips for communicating our love and gratitude to our angels, and any advice for things that you can do to open the channel to view and hear angels for himself.
Yes, of course, of course. Thank you, Jai, very much, and thanks for joining the webinar. I'm looking at my clock here, and I thought of explaining about the archangel and then explaining about the communication in a nutshell. I don't know how much I can fit into a 10-15 minutes, but I would absolutely cover your question in length as much as I can as to how we can communicate with them. So just to finish my thought about the purpose of our archangel in our life is, again, help us with weaknesses of our ego, any weaknesses that we were unable to overcome previous lifetimes that stand of the way of our soul growth. Of course, again, Archangel Michael is also the protector, so we have additional protection from if Archangel Michael assigns yourself to you, Archangel Gabriel, in addition to strength that he gives us, strength of the soul, obviously not external strength, he is also a messenger that helps to contact spirits. So in general, the archangel member of your teams do help you with any negativity that you are kind of need help to overcome. So those are the members of your team. You have a guardian angel and you have an archangel or archangels or guardian angels. As to how to communicate, first and foremost, obviously, as we discussed earlier, the openness to the validity, don't know if I say it right, or the how real angels are. I mean, this is something that you cannot debate. If at the beginning of my mediumship, for those of you again who knows me, I did not born a medium. I was 32. I taught myself how to meditate and how to spirit, to listen to spirit, to hear spirit, channel them later on. If I was debating, if I would allow my ego, my mind interfere, there are no spirits, and you know it's probably my inner voice, I don't listen to them, or when I was aware of sign, it's not sign, coincidence. If I would allow my mind to go on, I would have never do what I do that now as a medium, because it would block you, it would block the channel. So you need to stay nice and open to how real angel or spirit or the spirit world is. What's important is meditation. Now, I know that people kind of don't like the word meditation, and for the most part, I don't blame them. There is a lot of words that are abused or overused on planet Earth, like meditation or a healer, or, you know, I mean, there's a lot of words that are too much. Meditation means that you take your time to be with you. We come here alone, we live alone. We have people that we love and kids and spouse, and that's fantastic and great. But our soul come here in order to grow, and we must find time alone. So in meditation, you need to be able to find a technique to quiet the mind. If your mind is busy, and it is busy, it's always busy, it's a byproduct of who we are, just busy, just the mind always thinking, you cannot possibly hear your angels or spirit. You just can't. If your day is full with drama, in a way that you fight all day, in a way that you eat unhealthy, if your body is overweight or sluggishy, if you engage in a reckless behavior, drinking or party, or you cannot expect to channel spirits. Not because it's bad, or I mean, obviously, if you drink, it's not good because it's just not good for the body. It's because you want to lead a lifestyle that would be hold you lighter, vibrational speaking, energetically. Drama of the ego is heavy. Heavy energy would cloud up the channel that extends from the crown chakra up to the spirit world. So in a nutshell for Jai and for the rest of you, to channel spirits is meditation, meaning you need time quiet with yourself. You need to find a technique that works for you, that quiet the mind, because the moment the mind is quiet, your angel slash spirits recognize that the channel is open, meaning the mind is quiet, you are there, you are focused, you're connected, and that's when you hear them. But, you know, when I do reading, I don't expect to come and channel just when I'm in the reading time. I work on my energy before, after, the way I eat, for the most part. Obviously, Nikki is human being like all others, but to answer the question as to, you know, again, in a summary, as to how to connect to angels or spirit, specifically the spirit world, it's a whole day kind of a, it's a lifestyle, it's behavior, it's what you eat. It's how much you believe in them first and foremost. Is the relationship you build with them. You know, I had a beautiful woman send me, she was in my last event and read my book, and she sent me, I think her name is Linda. I'm sorry, I was rushing reading the email, and I don't know if she joined the webinar. Thank you for a beautiful, beautiful email, how my book changed your life. I greatly appreciate that. But she was saying that she wasn't sure if she felt silly expressing the love to her angel, and, you know, don't feel silly. I hug my angels and I kiss them and I tell them how much I adore them, and they are real. And feeling silly expressing your life to angel is because the ego, the mind, still have a little bit of a doubt if they are real, which why I emphasize you cannot think they're not real. Spirits are real, and certainly angels, of course. So again, Jai, as to connect to spirits, it's an all-day walk. Not expect to be perfect. We can't. We have an ego, and it's a byproduct of who we are. It's there for a purpose. Maybe one day I'll do a webinar about the ego as to why it's there. It's actually quite brilliant as to why our ego is there, because it's kind of push us to grow. Nonetheless, it's an all-day walk. It's, again, your lifestyle, the discipline, the ego, meditation, quiet the mind, believe that they're, look for the signs. Angels are often use nature for signs. Butterflies, hummingbirds, I mean, roses. I don't know why specifically roses, I mean, flowers in general, but roses are very much a connector of an energy between us and angels. I don't know why roses, maybe they just like roses, the way they look and the energy of that specific plant, a flower. So spend time in nature, look for those signs. If you find a feather and you allow your mind to say just a coincidence, it fell from a pillow and you're in the middle of the street. So obviously you allow your mind to interfere with the beautiful concept of signs from your angels. Pick up the feather. How many of you got feathers? I cannot tell you how many people come to me that they found feather in bizarre places, including myself over the years. Pick up the feather. Acknowledge. It doesn't matter. Is it my guardian? Is it my archangel? It doesn't matter. Another thing people ask me, including that beautiful person that I just mentioned about her email, about the name, that she thinks she might have the name of her guardian angel, but she don't know if that's the name. It doesn't matter. Don't think too much. spirituality have great simplicity. Everything is light and fun and playful and energy. It requires spiritual work. Obviously, you got to practice what you preach. Nonetheless, it is light. Angels are light. No one is energetic more lighter than we are. Kind of the high in vibration, the dimension is closer to the creator, if you will, as opposed to us being so dense in the lower dimension, planet Earth. So you want to be light about it. You want to be fun about it. Angels like music and dance with them. Tell them you love them in your morning meditation, which I do for 15 years. I hug them and I visualize them. Again, the more playful, the more you believe in them, the more you look for sign to them. If you see a hummingbird, that is your angel, most specifically, probably an archangel that tend to navigate hummingbirds toward us. Embrace it, thank them, be light about it, have fun, stay still so it doesn't fly away, so you can enjoy it. So as for names, what you do once you meditate, once you did your daily work about your mind, your body, your spirit, everything is pretty much balanced. Everyone is pretty much light in awareness, meaning your vibration is lighter. Ask your guardian angel for the name. Write it down. The first name that comes forward, that's the name. Don't think about it. It doesn't matter if it's not right. Who cares? They don't care. I didn't even got the name of my spirit guide. I just got him a name because I couldn't quite get his name. My female guardian angel, I took a automatic writing in a nutshell. I took a notebook and a pen. I asked for her name. She said, my name is Iris. I didn't let my mind think, is it right? Is it not right? Let me try it again. It doesn't matter. If you can't get the name, get them any name. Doesn't matter. You know, some angel appeared to me feminine, so I call them a female angel. Some male, they're not human beings. They don't have sex organ. They're not female or male. It doesn't matter. What you intuitively feel, that's what is. Stick to it. Get them a name. Name is a vibrational. That's why in a reading I often use the client name, because name is make things personal. So get your team member name, get your guardian angel name. The archangel, obviously we already gave the name. Michael is not his name. That's a name human being gave them over the life, you know, the existence of humanity. He loves it. He doesn't care. I don't like, let's switch it. No, it doesn't matter. Jai, should I say note that I make sure that I indeed answer your question? You know, I know it's obviously rushed a little bit, but if you can just, I want to make sure that I answer your question as to how to communicate with your angel is, again, by being aware, work on your mind, meaning ego, body, balance it, feed it good, exercise, drink water, I mean, and spiritual awareness. That's why in my book I have mind, body, spirit as a checklist. So at the end of the day, you know, I mean, was my day full of drama? If your day full of drama and you expect to channel spirit in a meditation, it's not going to work, because the energy of drama is heavy and spirits are unable to come through, nor do we do. They're not going to try. They know we won't be able to hear them. Also, when life is heavy on us, when we are not once again vibrationally light, we can see signs. If all we consume about life and money and, you know, fights, you're not going to be able to enjoy a hummingbird or a beautiful shape of an angel in the cloud. How can you? All you think is about planet Earth. So the point is that everything has to be balanced in order to contact spirits. You know, it's important for me. Any questions?
There was one more question, and Jai said yes, everything
thank
is
you,
great.
Thank you, Jai.
I would also like to know if our guardian angels and or our team are usually loved ones who were very close to us.
Oh, so someone asked you, because I don't know if you can hear, Clayton, I still don't know nothing about that webinar, and if any of the team members are someone close to them or someone that, you know, the family member, essentially. We're going to talk in the next webinar, then I'll talk about the spirit guides, and then I'll talk about departed loved one. Sometimes a departed loved one is a part of our permanent team. There are many reasons as to why a departed loved one would choose to be a member of our team, meaning never leave us. Obviously, departed loved one would come in and out of our life, in anniversary, when we call on them, when we said, you know, on birthday celebration. But when a departed loved one is a part of our team, they never leave us. And there is a lot of fascinating purposes or reasons as to why it's happened, which I'm going to cover when we talk about departed loved one. But spirit guides are not the departed loved one. They're very, very evolved, ancient, powerful, wise spirits. For me to channel a spirit guide is a great honor because they're teacher in the spirit world, if you will, like the ascended masters. So, but they're not our departed loved ones. When it comes to angels, we already cover that they are not angels, are not human souls, and therefore they're not our departed loved one. But again, know that you have angels around you. Work on your ability to channel. And as I mentioned, let me know if there's anything
there's one
coming.
More.
Yes.
And then we can wrap that up.
Sure.
I am hypersensitive to the well-being and feeling of animals. Oh. Is this one of the reasons why my archangel is Raphael? I can't even watch the sad commercials with the abused animals on TV.
And who is this?
This is Michelle.
Michelle, oh. No, there's no connection, although Archangel Raphael does enjoy nature as of the other archangels. You, Michelle, or for people that know me as to my great immense love to nature, I mean, it is getting ridiculous. and worse as I get older as to my sensitivity and immense, immense love to Gaia and Mother Earth. So when a person have that immense love to nature or to, you know, to Mother Earth, then that's usually come with previous lifetime being whether proactive about animals and, you know, so it doesn't quite necessarily have to do with the specific archangel that accompany you, other than again, angels appear to come easier, meaning channeling wise, in nature. So if you want to connect to your angel, if you're a beginner in channeling angels or connect to angels or getting to know your angels, I do recommend including nature as opposed to being in your meditation room in the home. Obviously, not everyone have nature, so that's okay. They will get you either way, of course. But if you have a patio, for example, prefer, if you can be a little bit more outside, like a garden, then the energy will just be stronger because, again, angels do attract to angels, to nature, which is why they're often their signs as opposed to spirit guide departed. They kind of mess with electronic and pennies. Another way, angels just love to give us signs, even clouds. I mean, it's just beautiful. So the point is that interact with nature as much as you can. Obviously, there are a million other reasons as to why you want to interact with Gaia, our Mother Earth, because she often can balance our energy. So you can do that. Trying to think, I probably forgot a few things. Obviously, I have a limited time, and I'm always trying to squeeze, you know, more and more things in the time. Forgive me about the misunderstanding or the little technical problem in the beginning, but we get the hint of that webinar. I'm going to tackle it until I know what I'm doing. Not yet. So thank you very much. Look for that seminar that I created, that workshop I created. It's a little bit longer. You can take your time, pause it, go back to it. Obviously, there's no time limit like the webinar, and more importantly, it's going really in depth because it's go hand in hand with my book, Soul Secret. If you didn't buy it, you can buy it and learn a little bit more about your team. So until next time, I greatly appreciate you giving me my time. I know everyone is busy, specifically evening times, kids and food and dinner and everything. So I always appreciate your support and your time. And I will talk to you next time. Take good care, guys. Bye.